This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue to study Romans 6, I want you to notice verse 19. I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves. He's explaining to believers the positional realities in their relationship with Jesus Christ. They are dead to sin and alive to God. Though this is true positionally, it might not be true in your life experientially. Counting on it to be so is the faith part. The will part involves both negative and positive steps. Verses 12 and 13 say, "Do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness." Paul points out that sin doesn't readily give up its reign, even when defeated. You must deny sin's reign and not obey its evil desires. Paul says that the parts of your body that were instruments of wickedness in the past must not be offered to sin. Hands that have hurt others, feet that have taken you to the wrong places, eyes that have lingered to look at what God has forbidden, ears that have listened to what is an offense to God, and your tongue which has ridiculed, lied, or dishonored God. These parts of your body must not be offered to sin to keep on doing what they have done in the past. You have already discovered in the past what sin does. Was there any benefit when you were slaves to sin, free from the control of righteousness? No. Now, as Christians, you are ashamed of what you did. You realize the end result of living that way is death. These are the negative steps. In our next visit, we'll consider the positive steps Paul spells out in Romans chapter 6.